Wage, but we'll get
wow.
to it.
Wow.
Guess I'll just walk out.
I'm just gonna get up and swing the mic on over here. But I'll end with this track. We won't be able to play much of it at all, since we're just gonna have to go. Actually, we're not gonna be able to play any of it. We're just gonna go right into Maiden Voyage because we're already at the hour mark. So,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There you go. We'll just go to Maiden Voyage, and I'll probably tack on some sort of song at the end of this. And these guys will buy you drugs and do stuff for cheap, I guess.
Talk about ghosts for cheap.
that did not come out properly. All right.
Sure, Omar.
Well, here's a land acknowledgement.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. L'Union étudiante du Québec, the Quebec Student Union, is denouncing the province's plan to almost double tuition fees at English language universities for out-of-province students. The group of 93,000 members, made up mostly from French language schools, is criticizing the decision by Education Minister Pascal Derry, saying that it was an unacceptable way of doing things and that Derry was looking at distributing the new revenue to francophone universities without a clear plan about how the money will be spent. The union comprises 11 student associations, including l'Université de Montréal and l'École Polytechnique, though Bishop's University, the smallest English language university in Quebec, is also a member. Bishop says that they risk losing 30% of its student body and is risking its future should this decision be put forward. Last week, the Quebec government announced that it would be increasing the fees for out-of-province students from roughly $9,000 a year to $17,000 a year, though current students will be able to complete their studies under their old tuition system. A busy two-block area on St. Catherine Street West is set to be renovated, with construction ending in 2025. The stretch between Peel and Mansfield Streets has already been dug several meters down, and a project that city officials are saying is currently the most complex in the city. Once completed, the section will have new infrastructure, and while sidewalks will remain open, safety personnel will help direct pedestrians safely among the heavy equipment entering and exiting the location. Concordia University now has its own therapy dog in order to help overwhelmed students relieve stress. Newton, a 6-month-old Portuguese water dog originally from Saint-Hyacinthe, will be part of the campus's Safety and Prevention Services department, though his main focus will be to accept petting and scratching from students. The breed was chosen specifically for its ease around humans, as well as its hypoallergenic coat. Concordia's security team feels Newton will bring a more human face to the department, making them more approachable to students, while helping to reduce the rise of stress and anxiety prevalent at schools since the pandemic. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Maiden Voyage, and that is not line one. Welcome, Helen. Helen's back.
Hello, hello.
Helen is now officially a
co-host.
Maiden Voyage. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you. Big responsibility.
Listen to the background. Listen,
yeah, those are crickets for me. That's what we're trying to do. Okay, you know what?
That didn't really last long.
We are pivoting. Yes, welcome to the show. We've got Omar here. He's on the mic.
That's me.
Very exciting. It's funding drive.
That's right.
And we are doing some awesome stuff. Omar, you let us talk about our donation tiers on your show. Would you want to tell our listeners your donation tiers
on our show? So you can undercut them again? Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you donate and you sponsor Hooked on Sonics, which is my show, $30 gets you a playlist in what I call the Sonics Quilt, which is where you just toss me a theme or a title, and I'll make some sort of smattering of song selections to make it work. $60 and I'll pull an LP or a 7-inch from the Hooked on Sonics archives. And $100 and you can come in and host a 2-hour show. And $200 and I'll do your taxes.
That's actually great.
It's great.
Yeah, I like that. I like the last one.
People need to do their taxes.
There you go.
Be responsible.
Yeah, be responsible.
Yeah.
Donate. Come on, an adult.
Yeah.
Donate.
Yeah.
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 So.
Oh, yeah.
It's funding drive. And it's also October. It's spooky season.
CJLOFundingDrive.com.
Yes. CJLOFundingDrive.com. You can get extra swag. This year it's space themed. Mm. We're going on a space voyage. And for every $10 that you donate, you get entered into the raffle.
Oh. Every $5.
Oh, every $5.
Every $5.
Misinformation. Yeah.
$5. Every $5.
That's like
that is so many more opportunities. Mm-hmm. So if you get your taxes done by Omar for $200, quick maths, man.
That's a lot. That's a lot, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of tickets. Yeah, that's a lot of tickets.
It's 40.
With some amazing
40 tickets. Jesus Christ, you two!
Sorry, I can't even do the math. We just see.
This is why you should trust him with your taxes.
Yeah. Don't trust us with taxes.
Yeah, no, don't do it. So for Funding Drive theme, I thought it would be really fun to do a spooky themed episode since we're coming up to Halloween. We're going to do two parts. So one for this Funding Drive episode and one for the next Funding Drive episode.
I just want to interject and say how you were saying how you can trust me with your taxes. And I was thinking, and you can trust you guys with baking and drug paraphernalia.
You can, though. Well, no, I even admitted that you can't trust me with drug paraphernalia.
I also bake, too.
Because I don't know anything about it.
I have skills in baking.
Well, we will pass on that for this time. But it's true.
Sorry.
I guess to start off with Maiden Voyage, I could undercut Omar right now.
You get to turn on the kiln. You can put a baked good in and see what happens.
Yeah, what happens in the kiln?
It won't survive.
It won't survive.
Yeah.
Total destruction.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, good segue into spooky themes.
Yeah. Exactly. We're going to be talking ghosts.
My favorite.
Real ghosts. Ghosts of your imagination.
Yeah.
Have you been ghosted? Have you ghosted someone? We're going to find out. But off the top of the show, I thought I'd tell a little ghost story.
Ooh.
Because let's get us into the mood. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
As the lights are on in the studio.
But you know what? It's dark,
well,
dark outside,
maybe
though.
We should set the ambiance and turn the lights off.
I should have brought my candles.
For our listeners.
Should have brought the candles.
Ooh, we could have a seance. Okay, next. Guys, we're pivoting. Next week, seance. Tune in.
Board.
6 p.m. next Thursday. We're having a seance on Maiden Voyage. We're voyaging into the astral plane.
Yeah, I like that.
But let's talk about Mary Gallagher.
Mm.
Who is Montreal's most famous ghost.
That she is.
From Griffintown. A local celeb, if you will. Mm-hmm. She shows up every 7 years. And Omar, you're looking at... Do you know about Mary Gallagher?
I'm chuckling because when you said from Griffintown, I was like, oh yeah, the hipster ghost.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, in the time, it was Canada's most notorious shantytown.
Yeah, I actually do not know about it. I've heard the name, but I do not know the actual story.
It's a very
story.
Different place now.
Well, it's a very sad story. Mary Gallagher was a sex worker working in Griffintown, and we are not ready for that yet.
It's the ghost. Don't worry about it. Mary doesn't want you to know the story.
This is we're gonna go back to the spooky sounds, but that was a little preview of what Omar requested for the ghost theme show today. So we're back in the spooky forest. But Mary Gallagher was brutally murdered in 1879.
Yikes.
In a tenement house on the southeast corner of William and Murray,
mm-hmm.
which is now undergoing like rapid condoization.
It's probably a condo.
Griffintown does.
Yeah.
But she reappears every 7 years, apparently for a very long time. People were very scared of her. Kids would bring candy and stuff to the site of the murder to appease her. And yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard about this. I'm trying to think now. Mary Gallagher, I think I'm remembering SNL's Mary Gallagher.
Yes, Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all
yes,
related.
Very
no, I've
different.
Never heard about this.
Yeah, very different.
Gruesome murder, too.
Yeah.
So, no, it was like a very rough and tumble time, and Mary Gallagher had been drinking with one of her friends, and they were partying in her house. And they went to Joe Beef's Tavern, you know, shout out. And then they bumped into a guy, Michael Flanagan, who is a dock worker on the Lachine Canal. And so they were drinking and hanging out. And then they went to the flat on June 27th. It happened in June. And very loud bangs that the neighbors heard. Plaster came off the ceiling. and the sound of chopping that lasted a full 15 minutes. Ugh. And she started to feel something dripping in her hair, the neighbor. Thinking that it wasn't raining, she felt something warm and sticky, which she quickly realized was blood dripping through her ceiling. Mm. So Mrs. Troy, like a good mother, sent her 10-year-old up.
That's right.
To see what was wrong.
Hey, man, 10-year-olds back then, though, 10-year-olds were like 18-year-olds.
It's true. They were working in the canal.
He probably was like smoking a cigarette, too.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Mom.
Yeah, so Mary Catherine Gallagher, not invited, Mary Gallagher had been axed 14 times, and she had been decapitated. Mm. So one of the big things about her is that when she appears, they say, without her head.
Yeah. Then how do they know it's her?
Good question, Omar.
It's just another woman that was
murdered. Yeah, just like
in the same location.
Yeah, when one sees a ghost, I mean, you ask them who they are, and then they tell you, but she doesn't have a head, so we kind of have to go based on.
I heard about this story.
This is falling apart.
Susie was put in jail for the crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Her friend did it.
Her friend did it.
I remember reading about this, and it was like there was a bit of like infighting about the male
Michael Flanagan,
Michael's affections, like lay with who, and who knows what happened. But
it's unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, so that's Mary Gallagher, Montreal's most famous ghost. She
every
is set
years.
To every seventh year.
So what year are we in now?
We are currently in 2023, and she is going to make an appearance in 2026.
Okay.
So we will check back in 2 years, mm-hmm. and that wonderful roundup that I just gave you was courtesy of Haunted Montreal,
who does
ghost tours of Griffintown, Old Port, and the Mountain, and I would highly recommend it.
Mm.
There's also a blog filled with ghost stories.
Love that.
If you're curious. So, welcome to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. We are going to start off the music portion of this show. We have a whole playlist of songs about ghosts for you. And actually, this first song that we're going to play was picked by our most wonderful guest, Omar, of Hooked on Sonics.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about your song for a bit?
Yeah, it's Your Ghost by Kristen Hirsch, who is from The Throwing Muses, one of my guitar heroes. And it features Michael Stipe on backing vocals. This was her first solo record, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
Kristen Hirsch, amazing. Rolling Stone put out a 250 best guitarists, mm-hmm. and she is not on it, and it made me incredibly angry.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Horrible.
That's
all right. Your Ghost by Kristen Hirsch, right here, right now on CJLO 1690 AM.
I walk down this hallway tonight. It's too quiet, so I head through the dark and call you on the phone. Push your old numbers and let your house ring till I wake your ghost. Let him walk down your hallway. It's not this quiet. Slide down your receiver. Sprint across the wire. Follow my number. Slide into my hand. It's the blaze across my nightgown. It's the phone. Last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. I think last night, you were driving circles around me. I can't drink this coffee till I put you in my closet. Let him shoot me down. Let him call me off. I take it from his whisper. are not that tough. It's the blaze across my nightgown. It's the phone's ring. You were, I think last night you were driving circles around me. You were, I think last night you were driving circles around me. You were, I think last night you were driving circles around me. You were, I think last night we're driving circles around me. You were, I think last time you were driving circles around me.
To make you so cruel. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Crossover Comics turns 11 this year, so get ready to party with Montreal's number one comic shop as voted by you. Explore graphic novels, manga, Pokemon, Magic, Funkos, D&D, and more. Hold on to your capes, though. It's our birthday, but you're getting the gifts. From October 20 to the 22nd, brace yourself for a spectacular weekend-long birthday sale. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Groulx. It's a once-in-an-11-year event that you can't afford to miss. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. This is Maiden Voyage.
Hello.
And we are talking ghosts.
Ooh. Spooky, spooky.
Spooky, spooky. So you just heard Ghost by Sky Ferreira, which huge Tumblr popular girly in the 2010s. One of Omar and I's faves, but she only ever put out an EP, and she's been in kind of label hell for the past 8 years, and we've been discussing whether or not we think that that album would actually be any good, but she has some bops. She really does. And before that, we heard Walking with a Ghost by Tegan and Sarah, classic off of their album So Jealous.
Great song, yeah.
Great song that propelled them to fame because the White Stripes covered it.
Oh, that's right.
And they would always get that everyone thought they were the cover.
Ah.
But it was actually their song. Huh. And one of the few singles that Sarah wrote.
Okay.
Because their more popular singles were mostly all written by Tegan. So okay. The more you know.
I was going to say, this is great. All my facts.
Yeah, we were reminiscing about how I actually interviewed them for CJLO in 2012 when they were doing their tour for Heartbreak. I don't remember the name of the album, but interviewed them. They played at Metropolis, now MTELUS. Every time I have to say it, I'm like, oh.
MTELUS.
Speaking of ghosts, Metropolis, what a great name.
Yeah.
Ghosts of concerts past.
Yeah.
Great show. Cried through a lot of it. Oh. Going through a time. You know how it is.
I know how that be.
You know how that be. Actually, that brings us to a good topic. Ghosts.
That's
ghosting,
right.
Being ghosted. Have you ever been ghosted?
I mean, yeah. Not necessarily romantically. I feel like ghosting can happen.
It's true. Ghosting doesn't have to be romantic in nature.
Yeah, I mean, friends can ghost you.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say so. It's when you are ghosted, whether it be romantic or not, it lingers. That ghosty feeling lingers.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that would be a really great time to play Linger by the Cranberries, but I'm not going to do it because it's not on theme.
No. We're doing the Boo October.
We're doing
theme.
The October. Yeah. What do you constitute as a ghosting?
Silence. Total and utter silence and no responses to anything that you put out there.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there has to be a certain amount of time that has passed?
Oh, yes. I feel like, you know who the people are that have ghosted you, and you know what their customary behavior is like. And I would say, like, good week or two, and after that, a month, and you're like, yeah, I think this is official. I have been ghosted.
I have been officially ghosted. Have you ever ghosted anybody?
No.
Oh, I was like, that pregnant
No,
pause.
Well, because I have the, like, typical, like, you know, ADHD moment where you're like, I messaged this person and I answered their lengthy text. And no, I didn't do that.
And then accidental ghosting.
Yeah, which is, that's kind of like a theme.
Yeah.
But it's always like, oh my God, no, I care about you. And I'm just not, you know, yeah, but not like a purposeful ghost.
Okay. Friend of the show, Alana, longtime listener, often requests songs, which we love here at Maiden Voyage, has said that ghosting can be ethical up to date two.
Oh.
Which I think I agree with.
Yeah.
But I don't date, so.
Well, yeah. And I think context is key here.
Context
Ryan.
Is key. Like, what was the date like? I had thought about actually getting Alana on the phone to talk about this, but unfortunately that's not going to happen tonight. But maybe next week's spooky show we can have some more opinions on this topic.
That makes sense to me, though. It's like how invested are you in something, and how much, like, damage will something cost versus, like, just ghosting.
Okay, weighing the options.
Like, yeah, versus being like, yeah, hey, actually, yeah. Rah, 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 you know.
Oh, versus, oh, that's your version of communicating?
That's right.
Being responsible.
You know, like Charlie Brown's, adults in Charlie Brown's comics. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I just talk too much.
You know what? Like,
but that's a thing. Yeah. That's a stereotype. So I feel like That's fair. I can own that.
Yeah, it's where you want to put the effort, you know?
Over communication, baby.
I think that's great. I like that.
It never killed anyone.
No.
Maybe it did. Maybe there are ghosts now.
Maybe now we will be haunted.
That was my version of a ghost. Well, actually, this goes so well. I was going to say I had this segue into this song where I was like, I don't feel like I've ever been fully ghosted, but I've had like people kind of like stop replying and then kind of like reply again and then stop replying. And I'm like, that's not like a ghost. It's like
intermittent ghost.
It's like a poltergeist. And I'm going to play Poltergeist by Banks off of her album, The Altar. But first, I really wanted that to be like a really nice transition into that song. And then I'm like, but I got to talk about the funding drive. So while we're here, we're going to talk about the funding drive. So this is CJ Lowe's 25th year on the air, which is like really exciting.
It is exciting.
It feels like only yesterday we were planning the big 15-year bash, but it was 10 years ago. Wow. How time flies. But we've got some really cool stuff happening. There is a screening tonight with Cinéma Public at 8:30 p.m. on 505 Rue Jean Talon East. And they're screaming Gamera, Guardian of the Universe, which will be super fun. So you can help CJLO out there. We also have a DJ workshop happening this Saturday. Donation fee of $10 to $15 for entry. Lunch will be provided. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to use a CJD, do some DJing, this is your time. It's happening from 11 to 4 p.m. right here in the CJLO studio.
It's fun.
On Loyola Campus, 7171 Rue Sherbrooke West.
Yeah.
Right here. And yeah, anytime you put in a donation to CJLO, you can either donate for swag or for a tax receipt if you don't want any swag. And for every $5 donated, you will get a ticket into a raffle with prizes like train vouchers from Via Rail, VIP pass to RDIM, Crossover Comics, Chef on Call, Drawn in Quarterly. So much stuff. So much really cool stuff. One year I won headphones.
Oh, that's actually great.
It was amazing. Skull Candy headphones. So it was like, oh, you experienced those headphones, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, Helen made me throw out my headphones because she was traveling with me and she was embarrassed to be seen with me.
I mean, they were beyond past their prime. They were.
But they still worked. Who cares if they were shedding?
Literally like a snake, just shedding everywhere. It was,
it was gross. I threw them out as soon as I got home.
Yeah.
You haven't seen them since.
Imagine I haven't seen them, actually. I was going to say they might still be around.
I was still keeping them in like a little secret drawer that you've never seen.
You have a cover for them, and so I can't tell what they are.
I like pulled them out and I'm like, where?
They're like, my dad gave me his Boss headphones, but really it's the same ones.
I just like crafted something over top. But that would be upcycling, Helen, and I think that you should care about the environment.
So, what have I said?
Yeah, come on. And then if you donate, there is a spot on the forum where you can say what show that you're donating to. And so if you put in Maynard Voyage, there is some bonus prizes that you can get. So if you donate $20, we will craft you your very own playlist. So for example, we've done a medieval ceramics playlist. Yeah. We've done a Outlander themed playlist for those who love, you know, the Scottish Highlands. Yes. So that's $20. $50, I will bake you a dessert of your choice.
She makes good cookies.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. For $75, you can host Maiden Voyage.
Ooh.
So we'll get you to come into the studio. I'll run the board. You can sit in the hot seat next to Helen and you pick the music, you pick the theme, you get to chat on the microphone.
You get to banter.
We get to banter. I can teach you how the board works. Very fun. $75. And then for $100, you get to host the show and we will throw in a half ceramic pipe, and that's H-A-A-F.
That's right.
Yes, made by our very own Helen.
Handcrafted. Granite stoneware. Beautiful. Sleek.
You can put anything in it.
You can put anything in it, according to Omar. Yeah.
So, hey, throw out $100, and for every donation made, I will match that up to $1,000 to Doctors Without Borders. So, I think you should donate. You can help community radio.
Mm-hmm.
You can help Doctors Without Borders get the funding that they need right now. So, win-win.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's play Poltergeist by Banks.
Yeah.
You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM.
I started all of the war. deep waters. I be the resentful caretaker. Blame me for your false indicators. You mistaken all my mistakes for my crooked nature.
I need humanity. yours for free. I don't get existential. I just think about myself and look where that got me. Standing on my own in an airport bar or hotel lobby, waiting to feel. Ghost out of his
hiding and
Mother, mother, ghosting. You're sensing a theme here, I think. Boo. You're listening to Maiden Voyage on CJLO 1690 AM. And Omar.
Yeah.
On the topic of ghosting, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Have you ever experienced something
spooky?
Spooky.
Yes, but it turned out to be fake.
Oh.
I was a child.
Do tell. Just for laughs?
I'll try to summarize it. But I was maybe 8 years old, and we were staying in Toronto for a cousin's wedding. I have a few cousins who are significantly older than me. Mm-hmm. And I have a very, very large family, and it's in our cultural thing that you just try and stay, as many people can stay at whoever's house when you're visiting.
Yeah.
So literally, there was six families in this one house. And six families, as in that, like, every family has 3 to 4 children.
Right.
And so all the boys were sleeping in the basement, and the girls were basically sleeping in whatever room that the parents were sleeping in. And so we're talking about boys ranging from the age of 6 to 20. And wow. At night, it would be completely pitch black in the basement. We're all sleeping on the floor. And at night, one of my cousins would run around grabbing people's feet, and they would say, "It's a djinn, it's a djinn."
Yeah, yeah.
And it would freak me the hell out. And I remember I'd like run upstairs and I'd be like, "Oh my God, there's a ghost," and stuff.
Oh my gosh, that's scary.
And my sisters were like, They're just making fun of people, man. Just go back down there. So yeah, I think one night they did it again, and I grabbed the hand, and like I'm 8 years old, and wow. I think it was maybe like a cousin who was maybe 15 or 16 or something, and I just would not let go, and he was pulling me, and I'm getting dragged, and someone turned on the light, and it was like, it was one of the cousins. And
oh my goodness, you thought you caught a djinn.
But yeah, it was pretty funny. My dad that was like, grabbed on, held on, respect.
Nicely done, nicely done. Yeah, I mean...
But then after that, I was like, I'm not scared of any of you guys.
I ain't scared of no ghosts.
But yeah.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, see, it was fake.
Yeah. That is scary, though. Djinn have scary legends.
I legit thought it was real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like your parents always tell you, oh, don't be afraid of ghosts. There's nothing, no such thing. Yeah. And I was like, I remember telling my parents, no, something was there. It was real.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. That's cute.
And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't.
Since then, I don't believe.
Have you ever ghosted anyone?
I don't think so, no.
Have you ever been ghosted?
No.
All right. Oh, wow. Omar for the win. Yep.
No ghost. You know what? There. I actually think I may have ghosted somebody once.
Oh.
Yeah. But it wasn't like anything crazy serious, though, so.
Yeah, well, that's what, when you had left the room, we brought up a assertion that you can ghost someone up until the second date.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah. Right. I will say this, though, too. I still kind of feel bad about that. It was literally the only time I did that.
Yeah. Well, and then we were talking about the, like, either over-communication or talking too much or, deciding whether to fade out or do the, like, fire emoji.
I really
on
prefer
the Insta story.
Fading in and fading out part.
Okay, you know? I do have to admit something. I love the fire emoji. Yeah. And I only realized recently that maybe I shouldn't be using it.
Are you just
why?
Wait? Are you
wait,
just
wait,
putting
wait, why?
The fire emoji?
Everybody's just... stories. I respond with a fire emoji.
But why shouldn't you be using it?
Because it's a stereotype of men like flirting with people as they just respond fire emoji to a story, and I'm like, I do that all the time.
I was just gonna say it.
I also like.
Okay, maybe we're all responding
people,
fire emoji.
People also know that I love fire. So
yeah, it's true. Yeah, fire, Omar is a famous pyromaniac.
Also, fire is great. We all love fire.
We all want to be on fire.
Yeah. On fire.
Ooh, should I play Bruce Springsteen now?
The horniest song ever.
It really is. No, I really want to sing it at karaoke.
I don't think it would be a good karaoke song.
No, I think that would be like where people would be like, this is awkward.
Like, I would perform.
I would perform.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
You've done karaoke with me. You
I
understand.
Have. I just I'm currently sober, so it's
having a, well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Get in the
what
mood.
What does being sober have to do with doing karaoke?
I can't visualize the karaoke that the interpretive karaoke that we're talking about right now.
I mean, anyways, you've not seen me.
Hey, little girl,
do
you're
Bootylicious. Home.
I have not seen you
and
do Bootylicious.
I am I would the love soberest do, person in the world.
That's actually true.
I would love to see you do Bootylicious.
There's also like it's literally just me standing there. There's
do
no
it,
acting.
No little shaking. No little twerking.
It? Do you sing it or do you like a
spoken
it.
Word?
Oh. I do all of it.
Oh wow! Yeah.
All
oh,
of it.
Wow, wow,
wow. That's one of my go-tos. And Telephone, Lady Gaga, and Beyonce.
Wow, that's
parts.
So good. Wow. I need to add that to my list. Telephone's a great one.
I heard that in Pharmaprix recently, and I was like, "This is one of my karaoke."
Also,
songs.
Such a great music video. I mm-hmm. love that music yeah. video. Actually, Helen and I had one night where we mm-hmm. just chose music videos. So like we would
that's
go back
best.
And forth,
yeah.
and then the next person had to choose the next yeah. music video.
Always
it was quite
a fun,
fun
time.
Yeah,
always a fun time. Do that with my wife sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love that like people of our generation will just like mm-hmm. there will be one night, it's not often anymore, but you will eventually just be in front of a TV or a computer watching music videos.
You seen this one? Remember this one?
It was like the
yeah.
randomest thing too. I feel yeah. like that's how it always happens.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Totally. Yeah. I love
okay,
it.
Well, so have you ghosted anybody?
I have not consciously ghosted anybody.
And have you been ghosted?
Consciously ghosted.
Yeah. I was saying I have been mm-hmm. what I'm calling poltergeisted.
Oh, you mentioned, you already spoke about this on air.
Yeah.
Okay, then
well,
then
for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, but I was, my concept you? Of the poltergeist is like someone that doesn't respond, but then will like respond like 3 months later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? I coined that
also
today and I think it's clever.
I think it's very clever. It's also...
feel free to spread that around.
In psychology, we would call that the intermittent rewards. Which is
yes,
the schedule
coming.
That yeah. rats really love.
They will, wow. Are you calling me a rat?
No, no. It's like,
I do
you know,
love it.
Your,
damn.
The,
I do
they
love
will
it.
Press that lever forever, waiting until the treat comes down. And it just doesn't. It doesn't. And that's how you have them hooked. Yeah. Poltergeist is a nice
I mean,
way of saying that.
Wow. Steph loves to yearn, as
I
she
love
says.
To yearn.
Of course.
This is why I was made in Voyage. Sad Girl Songs.
Yeah.
I
but
know.
Yeah, Helen,
always
have
be
you been
yearning.
Ghosted?
Have I been ghosted? Yeah, we talked about this okay. a bit. So okay. it's more like on a friendship level, you know, which is harder, you know. And yeah. I would harder, like if you're dating, you're dating. Stuff happens, but like when you know you get ghosted by a deep friendship, it's very sad.
And have you ghosted?
Yeah. Probably in like minor ways, but I also
well
ghost
for like I would say it's different if you have like a mutual
parting.
Mutual fade out. I yeah. don't think that's ghosting because you're both doing it at the same time.
Yeah, it's
that's
more,
a different term.
It's more like it's
an
more
evaporation.
Like, hey, we're gonna hang
yes.
out, and then there's no. That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's
you're
not.
Like, oh.
That's yeah,
yeah.
I feel like ghosting in my head is like someone just completely cuts off contact with you, and you never see them again. Mm. Like mm-hmm. like they disappear. Mm-hmm. It's not like a fizzle, evaporate.
I ghosted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're just going to get into our psyches. We'll interview, we'll bring people on the show. Anybody who has ever been ghosted by Helen, please call in. Oh,
she never texted me back. Oh, fuck. Left
I have
it.
Been
left
personally
in.
Victimized by Helen Adelia Arcia Frizzoni.
Yeah. Watch the language, please.
Victimized. Also, my whole name. My God.
Yeah. Half. Speaking of half. For the CJLO funding drive, we're coming up to the end of the show, so we're just going to talk about our beautiful little radio station that we have here. It has been 25 years mm-hmm. of radio activity. Omar has been there for almost
for a
all
lot of
it.
Not all of them, but for a lot
there,
of them.
He was there at the beginning.
For a lot of them.
Yeah, there for a lot of them.
Probably like
20?
18 or 20, give or take a few years here and there. Amazing. Not consecutively.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've been saying.
Thanks.
It's like wild to think that we like planned that massive concert for the 15th.
Yeah, and I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that. I was on tour.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool, actually.
But yeah, that was a fun time. It was Fucked Up and Winter Sleep and Cadence Weapon.
Yeah. At
the set. It was great.
Wow.
It was amazing. And I'll remember this because I really wanted to quit. And Omar was like, you can't quit. We have a concert to plan. And it was very like Disney Channel movie.
Like, okay, I'll hang in.
And we did. And it was amazing. And it was one of the like defining moments of my career.
I don't remember
I was
that.
Like 22.
That's a good friend. That's a good friend.
Yeah.
I keep it real.
Elmer's good with the guilt trip.
It was not a guilt trip, Jesus.
This is why you do well with the poltergeist.
Yeah, I'm throwing everybody under the bus today. Yeah.
God damn it.
But do you want to give us your bonus tiers, Omar?
My bonus tiers?
Yeah, for prizes. If you donate.
Oh, yeah. If you donate to Hooked on Sonics. And sponsor Hooked on Sonics for $30, I'll give you a playlist. And you just give me a theme and a title, and I'll put it together. For $60, I'll pull an LP or a 7-inch out of the Hooked on Sonics archives for you.
And he's great at that.
For $100, I will have you come and host a 120-minute-long radio program.
Ooh.
And,
so many minuti.
That's a discount.
For $200, I'll do your tax returns. And $200, by the way, because $5 is one raffle ticket. That's 40 tickets that will enter you into the CJLO raffle for a slew of prizes you can win. So you come away with something at least.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Something for
a lot of things.
For a lot of things. Yeah, yeah. And supporting community radio. And we love it. We love it. So many great prizes. Biodome.
Where are you going to get conversation like this?
Exactly. Where are you going to hear banter like this on a Thursday evening? With your friends? No.
Not possible.
You need to tune into CJLO.com and listen to Hooked on Sonics. And
if you like ghosts, your friends are dead.
Yeah.
Why am I laughing?
Hey.
Ooh, whoa.
Hey,
okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, Low Life Montreal, $150. Yeah. You could get some roller skates.
I saw Crossover Comics there, too.
Yes. Yep. St.
The
Henry.
The Via Train thing is very attractive, people.
I don't know if it is. $250 for Via Rail goes a long way these days.
Yeah, I'll get you to half of Toronto.
Just Kingston. Just a little Kingston stop.
Mm. Unless you get really right in there and you get that sweet $80 ticket.
Escape.
You can cover the whole thing.
That's about, escape.
Escape.
I love that.
Unfortunately, none of us can ride business class.
No. And no. I mean, I wonder what business is like.
You get, free booze,
why
apparently.
Can none of us? Because we're minorities? Like, what's the reason?
Why can't I? Real talk.
Yeah, well, no. Oh my gosh, Helen, I'm so sorry. I almost said, well, at least two of us are, but you are too.
Oh my, says the white woman.
I know.
Jeez.
But at least I'm gay.
There you go. I have four names, I'll have you know. That is cultural right there.
That
okay?
is cultural right yeah. there.
God damn right.
They're the names of both my grandmothers because nobody wanted to be creative on that.
I recognize your
feminism.
Ethnicity,
thank
Helen.
You. Thank you. I
always
unlike
do.
Stephanie, I do see color.
Oh my gosh.
Stephanie's
I
coming to
do.
My home country
I
in
am.
December.
I'm very
so
excited.
That'll be interesting.
Remember how she doxed you on air?
yeah, that's right. It's okay. Yeah.
We all know our names here.
Yes, we do. Yes, I do.
Yes.
I have four of them.
I actually have four of them thanks to the Catholic Church.
Yeah, that's also a Catholic thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Anyway. Catholics and ghosts. We actually didn't explore that this episode, so next episode.
What are your four names?
Stephanie Nicole Alexis Soretsky.
Oh, see, I didn't know the Alexis.
I got to choose that myself when I
was
12.
Oh, God. That's what you chose?
Yeah, well, I wanted to...
No, it says a lot. It says a lot. This is a
Catholic
thing. Yeah.
Actually, yes. I want to hear your opinion before I tell you the story.
About the name?
Yeah.
We have one minute left. It's very of its time.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be Adelaide, but she was just blessed, and my church had told me that if you didn't pick a saint, you would have to be Mary.
Yeah.
And my mom's given name is Mary, and we knew a lot of Marys, and I was like, I don't want to be Mary. I want to be... something fun.
Mm.
And then so I found Alexis and I went with that because I didn't want to
have a Mary.
Yeah, it just seemed too similar. And then boys would be Joseph.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like Mary and Joseph. And the thing was, we were all in grade 6. We wanted like the weirdest name.